going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes, Wojo and Rigger live from the LCA before the Wings game. We're talking some Lions football. 248-539-9797. I'll add this layer, Rigger. And people, you were right and partly right. People are pretty much agreeing with what I'm saying.
As they should.
That we don't need to have any more referendum games. That I think we feel like the pieces are in place. They need more pieces on defense and everything else. Of course. From John in White Lake. I have referendum fatigue. It's been like 4 years of referendum games. I feel that's totally true because you know what? Until this year, they hadn't won 3 in a row in like 8 years or something, right?
Right.
So you'd never got the feeling that it was really going.
Okay, so model yourself after like a team like the Ravens and John Harbaugh. They've been up, won playoffs, won the Super Bowl. They've been down.
But when they're down, that means they're 500 or something.
Right, but it never, no matter how bad it gets, and they've lost some really tough games this year.
Yeah.
And they've blown some really bad leads this year. No matter how bad it gets, I don't think in Baltimore they're calling up and say, fire John Harbaugh! You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
So I think I agree with you. I think we're past the point where we take the phone calls that say, Dan Campbell's got to go. He sucks. He's a bonehead. He's a jock. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Well, there are some people that don't even like – because I think they're winning 3 of the last 4. And if 99 gets them, 8 gets them in, they're in. But I kind of think it won't. And I think that's fine. That's good. Ticket text. The Lions are peaking at the right time. They aren't facing the 85 Bears the next 4 weeks. The light is turned on, and the Lions can score on anyone.
Yes.
Stop being a bitch, Wojo.
Well, see, I actually agree.
I said they're going to win 75% of their remaining games.
But hold on a second.
And I'm a bitch?
No, you are a bitch. You're totally a bitch. But there's no question about that. But think about it.
God.
We haven't seen the playoffs since 2016. 2016,
yeah,
you haven't seen the playoffs.
What did they
look like? They were in Seattle.
Are they four quarters? Did they play four quarters in the playoffs?
They did. Well, the Lions didn't.
Yeah.
The Lions don't score in the playoffs. They didn't score a touchdown in their last playoff game.
I know.
But no, Wojo, you are saying level of authenticity. No more games where you get to judge Campbell and Holmes. I agree with it all. But let's say they go in the tank a little bit, and you know they're capable of so much more. You know people are going to be like, screw this. You lost 4 games going into the season?
Well, that going, you mean at
or
the end of the
season. Offseason, rather.
Yeah. No, obviously people will be unsettled by it. And I do think they obviously still have defensive issues, but the defense the last 5 or 6 weeks has been much better.
100%.
And it's not like they're facing great teams down the stretch. Somebody pointed out, and that would be awesome, is that the last game against the Packers flex it under like Saturday night or Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Aaron Rodgers, send him into retirement as you go to the playoffs. Can you imagine?
Well, you do know the last time that happened. It was 2016.
Yeah.
Lions had a chance to win that game for the division. And, of course, Matthew Stafford and company could not get the job done. But, Woj, I wonder about this. So I wake up today and I'm looking through Twitter. Dan Campbell is everywhere. He was on the McAfee show today. He
Very
was on,
funny.
Have you heard on our morning show, Stoney and Jansen? He was on that show as well.
Oh, does he go on there?
Like, he's been all
no,
over the
good.
Place.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson said yesterday to NBC Sports, we finally got by SOL. Like, we finally put it in our rearview mirror. There is a lot of positivity. If you look at any ESPN analyst, they're all chirping about how great the Lions are. Many of them are saying the same thing. You don't want to see them in the playoffs because they'll beat you.
Right.
Okay, with all that hub and all that hype, all these things used to bother me, all these things I would worry about,
yeah.
I don't worry about them anymore.
Wait, what would you worry about? That it's all going to go poof?
Yeah,
all up in your face?
That they're not going to be able to carry it into the next day, the press clippings, the fact that usually when you expect them to win a game, they never did win a game. And I think these last two games are great proof that they're really not the same old Lions. Because after Taylor Decker makes that comment after the Thanksgiving Day game, uh-huh. we're not the same old effing Lions.
Yeah.
How do they follow that up? They blew out Jacksonville, who then, of course, went on the road to Tennessee and blew out the Titans, and then they handled the Vikings rather easily. They're doing things that they normally don't do.
They're doing things that normal NFL teams do.
Or maybe that's how you look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you got a good point
And they
there.
Are still 6-7. I'm just saying, you see the signs. Ticket text here. They're not losing anymore this regular season. They're going 10-7. Jeff is right. What we're seeing is real, and youth equals speed and vitality. That's our old buddy Paul in Shelby Township. And then here's this one, because I want to end the referendum Sundays.
Yes.
Ticket text. While it's a nice idea, Wojo, you won't have to answer the phones after the first Lions loss. To prevent referendum references from callers. Meaning they will be coming in, I guess. I won't be answering the phones.
Right.
And, saying, you know, we'll let them on.
Who's ever the phone screener,
yeah.
of course, is going to be the guy that is that could put up with it. But I agree with Wojo. And again, I'm not talking for Lions fans. But let's say they lose to the Jets. And people are disappointed and the playoff push would be essentially on life support at that time. I do think you get people calling up still. Really excited about the future. Really excited about Dan Campbell. Really
yeah.
excited about the draft coming up.
And I'll tell you this, even, and don't take this the wrong way, Rieger. I don't mean it negatively towards you and anybody else at the station. But if the Lions keep doing this.
Winning?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to say it?
No, no.
Think you'll jinx it?
Your job gets so much tougher. You and Mike and Rico and Stoney don't get to come in every Monday and just press the easy button. Clock management was horrible. I don't understand. Why do they keep doing this? Why can't we be like the Giants or the Jets? Your easy button is about to be put in the closet.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Yes, no. Yeah, that's your easy button.
Yesterday after – first of all, you can still do those shows if they screw up. And they might screw up, but – I did the show yesterday after you guys left, you and Birchie and Dan Miller.
Yeah.
And I just simply asked the question, are they different? And I said yes. I said they were.
They are different.
I had full phone lines the rest of the night. Yeah. So people like to talk about the winning Lions.
Yeah, right, on Monday and Tuesday. And then Rieger's going to oh, – you're still going to shake like a drug addict or something. You're going to shake, I got to cause some negative to say. I know you are.
No.
I know you people.
You're trying to paint me in a corner, and I really don't feel that way.
Okay.
I am not going to criticize
okay.
Dan Campbell. I'm not going to criticize Brad Holmes unless they really muck up, unless they really screw up. Like, it would have to be epic because I'm convinced.
How about this?
I'm convinced they're heading in the right direction.
How about this?
Yes.
I will say this. Like I said, I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I think they'll win 3 or 4, and
yeah.
they'll just get edged down. But if they get in, I think they're going to win a game.
I just said that. I agree
yeah.
with you.
And
with the exception of probably San Francisco. I think that's a lot to
now,
ask to go to Frisco and win.
I haven't gone and looked at the most likely matchups yet.
It would be the Vikings.
Right now it would be?
Yeah, so here, look at it right now.
You take that, right?
If you somehow scratch into the 7th seed, which is kind of where we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
The 7th seed plays the 2 seed, and the 2 seed is currently the Vikings. Now, the Niners do have a chance to catch the Vikings. If the Vikings get cold and the Niners remain red hot, they've won 5 in a row, then they become the 2 seed, and then it would be Lions at San Francisco, in which case you want to get up to 6.
And
then take on the Vikings, which is possible, too.
That would be fun. You see who's still lurking there in the mix?
the Green Bay Packers.
They're not dead
but
yet.
But they're not really lurking because their tops is 9. They can only get the 9 wins.
I know.
And 9
well,
wins.
Well, there are some circumstances where 9 would get in.
Yeah, but not really because if you look at Washington and you look at New York, they have that tie. So 9 wins for those teams trump 9 wins for the Lions and the Packers and every other team.
The Lions could beat any team in the NFC
except
in the playoffs except the Eagles. And the 49ers, they could. I know their defense is great, but
what about the Cowboys?
Brock Purdy? The Cowboys are freaks. When they're on, they are so on.
But they're also allergic to the postseason.
And the Lions went toe-to-toe with them.
100%.
In Dallas.
So I actually, and we can save this for a different day, hopefully it ends up happening. And you wouldn't play the Eagles more than likely until the second round. Talking about second round like you won your first round already. I know it sounds crazy.
Stop.
But I actually think the Lions could hang with the Eagles. First game of the season at Ford Field, the Lions hung with the Eagles.
That was
and they
a foreshadowing.
Had an awful, awful defense.
That was a
the
foreshadowing.
The defense has since got better.
All right, 248-539-9797. Who do you think the Lions will beat in the playoffs? Coming up next, 97-1, the ticket.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.